Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned in to one of our podcasts. Enjoy! Let me just put my shirt back on. This is the Hump Day Crew, and that's going out to Darren in Paren, who wanted something a little bit camp. So that's Candy Staton, Young Hearts.
So if you're wondering if you're listening to a gay and lesbian radio station, your rumours have been confirmed.
Yes, we are the Hump Day Crew. We're here every morning from 6:30 until 9 o'clock.
And why not, SMS in on 0427JOIN949 or Old School Money for me, 0427569949. And let us know, did you like that? What other songs do you want, maybe?
And I know we have plenty of international listeners listening. If you want to say hello, onair@joy.org.au is the email address.
Yes, no matter where you are in the world, you can listen to us on the web, joy.org.au.
And we were talking just now about what we were doing at the weekend while we're off air, because we like to find out, because we don't always talk irregularly. And I said I slipped in a bit of rubber, didn't I, over the weekend?
Yes.
What, you had safe sex?
No, I bought a wetsuit, stupid. Safe sex. Yeah, yes. I had safe sex with a wetsuit on. But anyway, I bought a wetsuit and Jennifer was chatting about a penguin again. We love penguins in the Hump Day Crew,
don't we? I seem to just Google penguins before 7 a.m. every Wednesday morning.
You've got a penguin fetish.
I do.
And even more, stranger, you Google penguin in rubber.
Because, well,
what have we got here? A bald penguin called Ralph. Right, so we've got Linda the Ho penguin, and now we've got a bald penguin called Ralph.
By the end of the year, we're going to compile a penguin family.
Are we?
With all these different penguins that we've had.
Are we all going to wear our new wetsuits?
Absolutely.
We're going to slip into it. Adam's well up for that.
It's only a bit black and white.
Well, Ralph, anyway, we're talking about Ralph because he's had a new lease of life in Hampshire, so it's a UK story. He's been fitted with his own tailor-made wetsuit.
Why would penguins need wetsuit? It's like
bald.
That because they swim.
Ralph is bald.
But I know he's bald, but still.
Right, okay, let's go technical, scientific. Let's go petri dish on you. Basically, buoyancy, because they can't float and they can't swim. Heat, so he's going to be pretty chilly in Hampshire. It's quite cold down there in the UK.
Okay.
And plus, he looks a bit stupid being bald when you've got all these other penguins rocking around with loads of hair.
True, but why don't they feel left out? This dude's got a wetsuit.
It's pretty cool.
It is looking cool, what I'm saying. He's going to get all the ladies.
Can you check it out on the website?
I will. Next week, we'll see if Ralph's broken up any families, like Linda the Hope Penguin.
But he's been released. He's 9 years old, so he's lived 9 years with a bit of hair, apparently. And all the other penguins, probably Linda as well. She's buzzed over from San Fran, left her two lovers over there. Rocked up and said, "Hey, Baldy, what are you doing around here with us penguins? Get lost."
That Linda. Linda doesn't know when to stop, does she?
But Ralphie uses initiative, rocks up to a tailor and said, "Look, I need something a bit rubbery. Can you slip me in something rubbery?" Mm. And anyway, he's the coolest kid in school now in Hampshire.
What the frig is happening in the UK?
I don't know. I do not know.
We love wetsuits.
They're banning Speedos. Now they're giving penguins wetsuits. What's going on?
I don't know. If anyone is in the UK or can explain why the UK is a little bit weird, 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.